we didn't want to disadvantage any of them when applying for the actual superintendent position by choosing them as the interim superintendent, because then they would have a whole year to be the interim superintendent. So when it came time to apply, it would give one of them a complete advantage. And we weren't ready to pick the permanent superintendent right now. And we sort of felt like if we appointed one of our current staff as the interim, in a sense, that's what we'd be doing, is picking. Well, right. but it would be giving them such an advantage in the process for the upcoming year that we might ultimately be picking the future superintendent. So we felt more comfortable picking someone external to sort of just, like you said, steer the ship for a year. And someone who was actually told us that she admired the work that Dr. Maxwell had done here in our system and wanted to carry on with that. And that made us feel really comfortable that she wouldn't make a lot of changes, that she would respect our staff and what they're already doing here, and be a stable force.
So then, to your knowledge, she is not intending to run later on?
You'd have to ask her. She did not express an interest in it at this point. So that's what we know.
And did you ever get an exact figure on how many people apply? I'm sorry.
I don't have an exact figure, and I'm probably won't ever really look for one.
What's the timetable for appointing a permanent or hiring a new superintendent? Is that going to be done this coming year?
It will be done throughout the school year. We're going to probably have a session at our August meeting that sort of outlines what our process needs to be. We have to do things like pick a search firm if that's the way we go, and then sort of put an outline out for what, because put an outline out for what happens at which time during the year. Probably the way it's been done in the past, the actual advertisement doesn't usually go out until January. But there's a lot of legwork that needs to be done before then, work with community groups, work with our stakeholder groups to look for input on what the community wants in a superintendent, things like that.
Is the timeline hopefully to hire a new superintendent by this time next year?
Oh, absolutely. The new superintendent would, if all went well, start July 1st of next year.